Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And we just had a phone call that I absolutely have to share with you. I love when these kinds of calls come in. First of all, it was a lady who has been listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit for a very long time. And she actually just said, thank you. In fact, she said thank you three times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For all of the wonderful information that is being shared on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. And actually, I can give a first name. Her name is Agatha, who I know is listening. We just want you to know we appreciate the call, and we're so happy to know that many, many more people are benefiting from the information that is being shared on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. So again, you are tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. Now, the Healthy Referral Newspaper is starting to expand actually along the west coast of Florida. And I know that this is one reason why Agatha has had the opportunity to find out about Mind Your Body and Spirit, because she has picked up a copy of the paper. There are a number of locations along the west coast of Florida that are now carrying the Healthy Referral Newspaper, and we look forward to more and more locations as we continue to expand. So thanks for all of your support. You can reach the Healthy Referral and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show by calling 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. You are welcome to go to our website, which is healthyreferral.com, and it's just as it sounds, Healthy Referral, and we spell referral R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. And I'd like to just make a comment about why I spell out referral. It's not because I think people can't spell. It's just because we have had people go in and they can't get into our site and they wonder why. And it's because they're either using two F's or one R or something like that. So it helps us just to let you know how we do spell it. And every single week, we have amazing interviews with wonderful people around the planet. And we have had the privilege this past so many months of hearing from Dr. Stephen Friedman. Dr. Friedman has an office in the Tampa, Florida area. And I'm going to just share a little bit with you, because this topic today, I have to chuckle, because actually Agatha, the lady who called in to give us support, she thinks that the title is absolutely awesome. So I'm going to be opening Dr. Stephen Friedman's mic in just a second, but the title of this interview is, are you ready? Okay. Let me just rephrase this, because you know I went ahead and put the notes down that Agatha was sharing, and I wanted to actually comment on that one more thing. But you know what? I think I'm going to leave that toward the end of the show. Title for today's show is The Chain Sitter is Replacing the Chain Smoker. Let me repeat that. The Chain Sitter is Replacing the Chain Smoker. It's a topic that is sure to draw attention, just as it did with Agatha. And let us think for a moment about this. How many people do you know who have jobs at which they sit most of the day? You know, how many of these people would you say aren't really happy? about so much sitting, and why may that be, is a question that I ask. Well, possibly because they more than likely have this intuitive sense that it isn't the best thing for their well-being overall. And certainly sitting sometimes is perfectly okay for all of us, but the important word here is sometimes, and not all day long. And also, very often people are sitting in front of their computers all day long. So I'm going to go ahead and just bring Dr. Friedman on so that we can hear everything he has to say about this topic. Dr. Friedman, are you there?
Hi, Marcia. Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here.
I think this connection is a lot better. How does it sound?
It sounds pretty good at the moment. But you had some problems last week. I'm wondering if I'm going to have some problems, so you let me know if you can hear me.
Okay. All right, I will do that.
I have a bit of a different setup than I think I'm working from. I'm trying to do an experiment here.
Oh, that's fine. I know what those experiments can be. That's fine. All right, Dr. Friedman, first of all, listeners, we are speaking with Dr. Stephen Friedman, and he has what is called Acutonics Health Solutions. His website is www.dr, for doctor, so it's Dr. Friedman, Friedman, wellness.com. And I may as well just give you your phone number at the beginning here, and we'll give it throughout the show. It's 813-258-1545. Once again, 813-258-1545. And just for a location, he is located at 2101 West Cross Street, that's C-R-O-S-S Street, in Tampa, Florida. And Dr. Friedman, even though he is located in Tampa, he has the ability to talk with you over the phone and share ideas and so forth. So always feel free to call our guests no matter where they're located. You never know where something can go and can lead. So, Dr. Friedman, what in the world is this topic about, the chain sitter is replacing the chain smoker?
Okay. Well, the title I chose for impact, okay? And I chose this
you
title for impact. And I chose this title for impact because, well, most people are now aware, based because of a lot of the horrific anti-tobacco television commercials we've seen and the radio commercials we've seen on the effects of smoking. And they're now very aware, even if they continue to smoke, they're still very aware that smoking is going to lead to some terrible things in the future, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, but people aren't aware that actually our sitting habits, and there's many studies fairly recently out there that are confirming the dangers of sitting over time if your habits aren't proper, and that's what this is all about today. I mean, most people are aware that sitting wreaks havoc on your back, but they might not be aware that there's studies out there that are confirming that sitting long periods without sitting properly increases the risk of possibly heart disease, certain cancers, particularly in women, it's breast and possibly ovarian cancer, and also in men, it's prostate cancer. And it also shaves your life expectancy or shaves the quality of your life by about 7 years. And they're finding this out now.
I'm hearing this, and I always put myself in the place of the listeners as well. And so, you know, they're hearing this that you know, okay, so sitting can be hazardous to my health. So, you know, what kind of sitting are you talking about? Sitting?
It's sitting driving to work, sitting at work at your computer, sitting at home, it's sitting. Okay?
Okay.
Basic, and now, I want to tell you, I'm not telling people not to sit, because actually sitting has become a necessity, especially with the information age and computers and technology. I mean, we sit, okay? We sit for hours on end at work. And many jobs require long hours of work sitting at a desk.
So let me say this, to elaborate on this that I just said and that you're covering. So when someone is sitting and, you know, perhaps they're, oh, I don't know, let's come up with some different things, like crossing their legs, bent, you know, over at an angle that is a particular angle day after day after day. I mean, are these kinds of things some of the things that contribute to this sitting problem?
Yes, but it could be. But what really is contributing is lack of movement. Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's a lack of movement. Now, studies say if you sit for more than 6 hours per day over a period of time, a lot of physiological functions in your body change, and it can lead to serious health conditions. Okay. But I'm not telling people not to sit. And I actually know that, and I know that you're probably aware, you've all seen the model with the proper way to sit at a desk, especially with a computer, and it has your legs and your arms and your shoulders and your eyes in a certain position, correct? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Ergonomically.
Right. I'm not exactly talking about that. I'm talking about movement, and very specific movement, okay? And people who have to sit for long periods of time, there's movement issues, and that's what I want to go over today.
Okay. Well, you know, you are definitely, because I, for who I am, I actually do a workshop that has the word, you know, movement in it, which really has to do with helping people get back to, you know, moving more, because we are fluid energy, we're fluid beings, we are meant to move. So, okay, so we're going to just continue to move on with this then. So you mentioned 6 hours or so of sitting. So if somebody's asking, okay, Dr. Freeman, you know, how much sitting or how long, you know, is bad?
Okay.
So you mentioned
all right.
6 hours.
Well, that's the research, okay? But I'm going to tell you that the key is movement, and it's very specific movement. First of all, let me just give you a little bit. If you're sitting for long periods of time, and most of us are, I don't care what kind of job you have, me included. I don't care what kind of job you have. Most of us are sitting at a computer, right? Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're in agreement. Okay. Now, I can tell you that basically, for the last 30 years or so, I've always told my patients, always, especially the ones who are sitting, that for every 45 minutes, you need to get up and move around for 2 to 3 minutes. Okay? And I've done that for as long as I've been in practice. But I've actually come across something fairly recently, in the last couple of months, and this is the best advice. The hands down best advice if you're a sitter and you have to sit, and you sit at a desk at work, okay?
Uh-huh.
The best advice is to get up out of your chair, and very specifically, get up out of your chair 30 times a day. And this is what will counter the negative effects of sitting. And by the way, you're not supposed to do this at once. You do it throughout the day. Most people work about 8 hours on the average, right? You do it throughout the day. You have to get up out of your chair. Now, I say that for because I'm talking in a radio, and it's not exactly what I say in my classes, but I'm talking for radio, and I'm not sure of all the in and outs of the listeners, because some listeners may have trouble with their knees already or trouble with their backs already. They might have some conditions going on that might affect them. But I do know that if you could get in the chair, you have to be able to get out of the chair. And you should get out of the chair about 30 times a day if you're sitting for about 8 hours. Okay? But the hands down, very best, this is the very best exercise, and this is for people who don't really have big issues with their knees or their back, and I'm talking about their lower back, is actually a Tai Chi exercise. And I'm sure there's other names, but I and anybody who's familiar with Tai Chi might know this. It's called lifting the steaming cauldron.
Yes.
And that, it's really hard to do on radio because it's very easily demonstrated, but basically you're doing kind of a squat with your arms, and you're making believe you're lifting this big, heavy, steaming cauldron up, and you're coming up. And you're doing that a handful of times throughout the day. Like, you know, it should be about, you know, 30, you know, about several times a day. And that, I think, is the best, the very best exercise to do that. And the reason for that is when you're sitting, your physiology changes. I'm having trouble with this word today. Your physiology changes. And it's the circulation that changes. And when you stand up, when you go to stand up, it does something physiologically to your circulation that allows it to regroup and to counter effects of sitting. And I believe that this Tai Chi exercise called lifting the steaming cauldron does it just much better. But if you're not able to do that, and I don't want anybody getting injured, getting in and out of the chair should work as almost as good or as good.
Well, you know, I'm hearing this, listeners, in regards to, you know, Tai Chi and the example that Dr. Friedman gave to you. I, for one, am a huge supporter of movements such as Tai Chi. Also, and I'm not saying that Dr. Friedman is of this because I don't know, but also a huge proponent of yoga and things like that. So, you know, we're talking today about this topic that you heard right from the beginning, which is the chain sitter is replacing the chain smoker. And it really all comes down to, we are meant to move. We are fluid energy. And when we don't move, I think you can just guess what happens. You know, things start to stagnate. Things start to go wrong. These are some of the things that we're talking about today on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. And this is a great time just to let you know, those just tuning in, that we are talking with Dr. Stephen Friedman, Acutonics Health Solutions out of Tampa, Florida. We have done several interviews with Dr. Friedman. Dr. Friedman, I think this would be a great time to, not that you like to talk about yourself, but I would love for you to go ahead and just tell a little bit about yourself. Usually I do that at the beginning, and I kind of just decided I was going to have you share a little bit about just, you know, who you are and why you do what you do.
Well, I am a chiropractor, and I'm also an acupuncture physician, and I've been practicing for close to 30 years. I started out practicing in California, and then I relocated. I was a little while after that. I was a little while in New York, and then I relocated permanently to Florida, and I've been here for about 12 years. And I do what I do because, actually, the philosophy always made sense to me. If you take care of your body now, maybe you won't need the things that are associated with ill health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And isn't that a novel idea?
That's always been my idea. And I'm not telling anybody that I'm perfect, but I try and lean toward a healthy lifestyle.
Well,
that's my goal.
I think what we're talking about, and I'll say this because I can say it without any reservation, that in today's world, with so much of what's going on in so many different ways, it is a huge opportunity in regards to this whole healthcare issue to realize who is really supposed to be in charge of your well-being.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right on that. And I believe that strongly. Now more than any time, you should be in charge of your health.
Yes, yes. And when we have practitioners, et cetera, there's a whole list of, from chiropractic to acupuncture, Chinese medicine, which Dr. Friedman is very, very knowledgeable about. And we have lots of fields that are really focused on more of helping the body heal itself, because another novel saying is that, what we do is what we get. What we put into our bodies is what we get out. What we do or don't do is what we get. So it's not about the person who may be standing across from you who, is wearing a physician's coat or whoever it might be. And I'm talking about actually any kind of, medical help, whatever it might be. And I'm certainly not saying not to go and seek medical help. I'm simply saying that what it's about is for you to, once again, take charge of your health, because it has always been in your hands, not in someone else's. So the things that Dr. Friedman is sharing and has on some past interviews, which, by the way, this is a good place to mention, you can go, many of you are actually online listening, but you can go into the Mind, blogtalkradio.com/mindyourbodyandspirit, and you will see all the shows archived. So Dr. Friedman's past shows that we have done with him were recorded, and they are archived, along with a number of others from the past so many years. So you have the opportunity 24/7 to go ahead and pull his interviews up again and listen to them. And most of all, Dr. Friedman, we're always telling people to share, to pass the link on to people. And in fact, that's happening more and more and more, and I'm thrilled to see that that's what's going on. So in regards to, the things that you find yourself seeing people for, when someone comes to your office, let's do it this way. What is the thing that is mostly the problem when someone gets in touch with you and comes in for an appointment?
Well, there's so many varieties of things that, very common is pain and problems. But I also see a lot of women in my practice, and I try and help them with their female issues. I see a lot of sports people, and I help them with their issues. I also try and help people with their eating habits. And very often I actually see people that come in with problems related to sitting. And a lot of times, this is actually very common. They come in, and I will go through the whole assessment and everything, and then I will give them a little talk about how important it is to move while you're sitting. And they'll tell me, well, I go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. I do this super-duper boot camp, and I don't need to do anything during the day. Well, I have to tell you that that's great, okay? That's great. But that is not going to counteract the effects of sitting, okay? The only thing that counteracts the effects of sitting is getting up, okay? And I explained this earlier. It has to do with the physiology in the body, okay? As long as you get up, I mean, you can get up and stretch for 2-3 minutes and then go back to work. You could do it right at your desk.
Dr. Prince, I think that sometimes when something seems to be so simple, that's exactly what someone thinks, that how could that do anything,
Well, I have to tell you from experience. I had this hernia patient, fairly recent, and he was coming in every 2 weeks with the same thing, and he was getting frustrated, and because he was actually a pretty healthy guy. I mean, he exercised, he's pretty fit, he wasn't overweight or anything like that, and he does a lot of physical activities, but he's an attorney, and if he's not going to court, he's sitting in his desk, okay? And we went back and forth for a number of weeks, and I said, I can't say his name, so I'm just going to say this person, this attorney person. And we went back and forth, and I said, look, you have to try this. Just try it for a couple of weeks. And I gave him 3 exercises to do every hour. And he did it, and he wasn't happy. I actually know he did it because he called me about a week and a half later. He said, Dr. Freeman, I think this is actually working. So it does work. You have to try it. Now, of course, there could be other issues.
It's like Mikey says, huh? You just have to try. You have to do it. Try it. Oh, goodness. Again, listeners, I've been listening to Dr. Stephen Friedman, and our topic today has been the chain sitter is replacing the chain smoker. And no, it doesn't have to do with you sitting smoking at your desk. And I'm going to give Dr. Stephen Friedman's contact information again, and that is 813-258-1545, 813-258-1545. And he has a name of his practice, which is called at least one of the names, which is Acutonics Health Solutions. Actually, Dr. Freeman, what does that mean, Acutonics?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me. I don't know if we have time for this.
Okay, go ahead.
The name what was that?
I'll let you know. We have a few minutes.
Oh. Acutonics means, ACU, and if you look at my logo, it actually explains what I do. You probably don't have my logo. I don't know if you do or not, or if you've ever seen it. But on my logo, it really explains what I do. But you have to kind of look into it a little bit. But the Acutonics, I chose that name because actually ACU is related to acupuncture, but ACU is use of hands, okay? So you use your hands to help healing. And tonics is strengthening. So you use your hand to heal and strengthen the body. When you strengthen the body, you are a stronger person.
Uh-huh.
That's why I chose just my thing. I've had that name. I actually was involved in a partnership many years ago, and this is the name I proposed, but it was actually knocked down by the other partners, and when I left the partnership, I said, this is the name I'm going to use. A lot of people have trouble with it, but I've stuck with it.
Well, these certain things have meaning, and that meaning, is an energy, and that energy is what flows through what you're doing. So I think it's important. And my business partner,
Have you seen my logo, Marcia?
I have, but okay. I'll have to look at it closer.
There's a lot of clues in there, and when I have the logo in front of me with a person, and they ask me, and not enough people ask me. I wish more people asked me about it, but but there's a lot of information in there.
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure that in future interviews that we cover this a little bit more. And on that note, we are at the end of our interview with Dr. Stephen Friedman. So, Dr. Friedman, I want to say thank you again, as always, for your time and your wonderful knowledge. And I know that Agatha, who was the call-in earlier today, is thrilled to be hearing some of the information today, and I know she told me some of her issues. So, Agatha, thanks.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
and Dr. Friedman, thank you, and we will be in touch with you. And, of course, I have to get you both last week's link and this week's link so that you can utilize it in any way that you would like. So thank you so very much for being with us today, and we'll talk to you very soon.
All right, thank you. Nice speaking with you.
You're very welcome. And listeners, thank you for tuning in for the interview with Dr. Stephen Friedman. And be sure to get in touch with him at 813-258-1545. Accutonix Health Solutions. And to reach the Healthy Referral newspaper and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, please call us at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. We would love to have you be part of our Healthy Referral newspaper, and we can tell you how you can actually go into the Healthy Referral newspaper and get some wonderful exposure for your mission and your business, and also how you can be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. So thank you, and have an awesome night, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.